The owners and players of Major League Baseball are engaged in open warfare, and Commissioner Rob Manfred is the man caught square in the middle. Despite all this posturing, the most likely outcome is still some type of baseball season in 2020.
I still think we're going to have a season because there's just too much at stake, and it's so problematic if they don't play.
That's Evan Drellick, who covers the business of baseball for The Athletic. He joins us today to discuss where the sport goes from here. I'm Seth Davis from The Athletic, and this is The Comeback, COVID-19 and the Return of Sports. We will get to Evan Drellick in a moment, but first, let's get you updated on what's happening around the world of sports. The Premier League returns to the pitch this Wednesday for the first time in 100 days. Two matches kick off the action, followed by 90 games in a condensed schedule to finish the season. The Premier League outlines safety guidelines for the players, including no spitting and no crowding around match officials when the players don't like a call. Good luck with that. There will be no fans, but teams may broadcast live feeds that show fans on the jumbotrons inside the stadiums. And after player scores, he'll be directed to a celebration camera, which is an attempt to give a more personal feel during the broadcast. The WNBA announced on Monday its plans for a shortened season. It'll be 22 games overall, down from the regular 36 games. All the games are going to be played at IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida. The WNBA is shortening its postseason as well, going to single elimination for the first two rounds and then a best of five for the last two rounds. Even though there will be fewer games, the players' salaries will be paid in full. Games are scheduled to begin in late July. Over on the men's side, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver spoke with ESPN about the concerns brought up by Kyrie Irving as well as several other players relating to the issue of social injustice and how the restart of the season could impact players' involvement in that conversation. Silver says that finishing the season in a bubble in Orlando is, quote, not an ideal situation, but he does add that he's confident the league and its players are going to be able to work through all these issues over the next few weeks. And some more good news coming from Albany, New York. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the U.S. Open tennis tournament will happen this year. It's going to start on Monday, August 24th and conclude on Sunday, September the 13th. There will be no fans on hand, but there will be tennis. Now to the ongoing drama in Major League Baseball. Last week, Commissioner Rob Manfred said he was 100% confident baseball would be played this season. But while speaking with ESPN on Monday night, Manfred changed his tune, said he was no longer so confident the games would happen, which predictably drew an intense reaction from the players and their union head, Tony Clark. To explain everything that's going on with America's pastime, we bring on once again Evan Drellick. He covers the business of baseball for The Athletic. Evan, we promised we would hunt you down, and we have, so thanks for being back on the pod. You know, in Bull Durham and elsewhere, they refer to Major League Baseball as the show. Right now, it's the shit show, and it is not pleasant to watch. How do we get here, and how the heck are we getting out of it?
We got here through forms of incompetence. I think that's safe to say at this point, through some posturing and some hard lines that probably shouldn't have been taken or should have been better understood by the respective parties before they were taken. How do we get out of it? I still think we're going to have a season because the thing that's guided all of this, the feeling that there's just too much at stake and it's so problematic if they don't play, still stands. All that still stands. And you know, the latest is basically that the league is ready to go back to the table after the union said, we're walking away from you. Effectively, the players called the owner's bluff.
Well, that was my next question. Rob Manfred said he's 100% confident there's going to be a season. Now, a few days later, he says he's not so sure. Was he bluffing when he said that?
Well, the owner's end game here is not entirely clear. I think Manfred knows that his perception and reputation as a commissioner in part is going to hinge on this. If they don't play, it's going to look very bad for him. And I don't think it's a stretch to say it could jeopardize his job. I'm not saying factually I know that it will, but reasonably, one can infer that it'd be such a bad look if they did not end up playing. The players basically dared him to do it, to implement the season. And the owners realized that doing so would be precarious because the union
would likely file a grievance worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And the owners are sitting there going, why are we going to play a season if they're just going to turn around and effectively sue us? This is the baseball version of being sued. They can't go into the regular courts. They file a grievance, but that's what this is. And the owners are saying, we're not going to do that. We're not going to play if you're going to turn around and do that. So here we are.
So does that mean that we're not getting out of this unless in some form the players waive their right to a grievance?
That is certainly the ownership stance right now. In a letter yesterday that Dan Halen, who's the deputy commissioner, sent over to the union, that's basically what they said is, if you're going to have a set a schedule, you waive your right to a grievance, or if you're not going to do that right now, we need to keep talking about it, or we could go to arbitration, an expedited arbitration hearing, and get this settled. An expedited arbitration hearing might be impossible, though, because of how much money and witnesses and experts would be involved, and the union just might not want to do it for that reason. So basically, that leaves two choices: waive the right to a grievance, or we are not going to move forward with the season. That was the general message that was sent yesterday.
Well, I guess I'm a little confused as to even what the justification would be for the grievance. I mean, they signed this March agreement, which basically gives the commissioner, absent a second agreement, the authority to set the number of games so long as the players are getting their full salary per game. So what's the justification for a grievance at this point?
So the players would point to the fact that the commissioner can set the schedule, but has to do so with the best efforts to play as many games as possible. And they would say, you based on the calendar right now, you could play more games than you're going to. So that would be the crux of it. And there's this suspicion right now that that might still be the owner's end game, is to end up with a short season. That by waiting and appearing to make their quote-unquote best effort to have a new deal and play as many games as possible, the owners are basically warding off a grievance. You know, it's easier and positions them better in a grievance if they implement a 50-game season 2 weeks from now when the calendar allows no other choice.
Manfred, of course, is taking all the heat on this. He's the face of the sport. But how much of this is really his fault? I mean, he's just doing the owner's bidding, isn't he?
You know, Manfred has no pretense the way Bud Selig did. Selig came off as this avuncular guy who waxed philosophical about the game and how it has all these societal responsibilities, which I think are true. But Selig basically did a good job pretending, whereas a lot of the time, most of the time, all the time, Selig was still acting as the CEO of baseball, acting on behalf of the owners. Rob isn't really pretending that he is anything other than a CEO of a $10 billion corporation that, frankly, is used to getting its way. And you know, I find it hard to advocate for a leader to be something other than transparent. And I'm not saying that Manfred is transparent entirely. There's plenty of things he could be much more transparent on. But I think people wish that they had someone with kind of those soft, soothing tones, when in reality, all those soft, soothing tones we're doing under Bud Selig is kind of misdirecting and covering up the reality of the situation. You know, Rob is a lawyer. He acts like a lawyer. He's direct. And I think that rubs people the wrong way, the public in some respect. But it's hard for me to sit here and say, no, let's have a guy who pretends more. That's what the sport needs.
And now all of a sudden we hear the owners talking about having players sign some type of liability waiver in case they get sick. Is this a new wrinkle? I'm not sure I'd seen that before.
It came up in the last couple weeks, and it kind of goes to the same general idea as the fear over a grievance. The owners, look, if they're going to play, the players are going to agree to play. This is how the owners feel. Then that means they're agreeing to play and understand the risks involved. And a new deal, a new agreement between the sides, I think that would have to be part of it. If a new deal happened, the players would probably have to waive their right to sue, you know, whether that's a grievance or, I suppose, with the medical thing, it could potentially go even outside of a grievance process. waive the right to sue the teams if they do something wrong in regards to COVID-19 prevention and all the health protocols that are going on. But if there's no new deal, it's unclear whether or not that would have to be waived. You know, if the league implemented a schedule, there are still some things that they would have to work out. It's possible the league could sit there and go, we're not playing, even if we implement, unless you waive this. But so that issue is not entirely clear exactly how it's going to come down at this moment, but a new agreement, presumably, they take care of it.
Yes, this new agreement. I can't wait to read it. I mean, along these lines, we see this letter from the deputy commissioner revealing that several players supposedly have tested positive for COVID-19, as well as some staffers. What's that all about? And do we even know if that's true?
It is true. It's unclear the extent of those players and staff's illnesses. We don't have any details on it. Frankly, my reaction to it, and I don't think I'm alone in this, was, as you would expect, this is a very large membership group. You know, the number of major league players in a given season is what, approaching 1,000 or maybe even more, depending on the number of call-ups and all that. And then you add in staff. Like, it would be surprising if no one indeed tested positive. And it didn't jump out at me. It was a feeling of, well, yeah, that of course that would happen.
Well, Evan, let's end this with the question that I keep asking with all of these conversations, and we keep coming back around with Major League Baseball, but what's next?
That question's a little harder to answer than it has been, because previously it was, well, one side's on this, the other side's going to do that. The league says it wants to re-engage. So to me, that reads as the league is going to come back with another offer, but that's just speculative. The league also sent that letter you referred to the union. I would expect maybe the most immediate first step will be a response, another written letter from the union to the league. But in terms of something that actually pushes it forward, somebody would have to make a new offer. And my guess is that that's now on the league.
Well, Evan, listen, thanks for breaking it down for us. And it feels a little bit like Groundhog Day on these conversations, but hopefully at some point we can be talking about getting these guys back on the field. So thanks for tracking it for The Athletic and for us. And I'd say we look forward to having you back. I feel like we're going to have you back, hopefully with some real progress to talk about. So thanks for being on the pod.
Always happy to bring the good news, Seth.
Thanks. My thanks to Evan Drellick for joining us on the show. I'm Seth Davis, and this is The Comeback presented by The Athletic. Be sure to follow us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you access your podcasts, as we track the major issues surrounding the return of sports in the weeks ahead. Thanks for listening, everybody.